everybody. This is Jennifer Michelle of Michelle Marketing Strategies, and today I've got another quick tip for you on healthcare lead generation. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about some mini case studies. I want to walk you through them and see if they help you understand how lead gen can play out in real life healthcare vendor scenarios. So the first one is really a situation I saw with a case coordination solution. So this is a case of a niche vendor there in a surgical care area, and they invested in a new website. Now, they knew a new website was important, but it was really clear also that they didn't understand what its role was supposed to be. And I see this a lot, especially with people who are just getting started and are either transitioning from another industry or who have been in healthcare for a long time and are just now starting their own entrepreneurial new startup. So what it is that they have a website. It looks good. It looks modern. But if you look closely, if you know what to look for, it really was just acting like a business card. It gave basic information. It showed their logo. It told you how to reach them. Unfortunately, what I could see that they didn't was that if you weren't near the very end of your buying cycle, there wasn't really anything of use for you on that site. There was nothing for you to learn. There was nothing for you to do. There was nothing that was going to grab you unless you were right there, already knew about them, and already knew you wanted to buy. All you could do was request a demo or leave. That's it. There's no helpful information, no insights on how others provided care, and most critically, no reason for you to give any contact information. Now, this is a really common scenario with startups that I see. So let's walk this through. There's a surgical care coordination solution. What happens 6 months from now? Well, let's say you had visited the site 6 months ago and you weren't ready to buy, so you didn't want a demo and you left. Because why would you stay? Why would you ask for a demo if you don't need it? You might never need it. So maybe you had read an article about them or saw them at a conference, but that's it. And now 6 months have gone by, and out of the blue, your nurse manager tells you to start looking into these kinds of platforms. So do you immediately run to that website? Do you immediately reach out and pull out their business card? I mean, seriously, do you? No, of course you don't, because it's been half a year and you don't remember them. You go to Google, you see what you can find, or quite honestly, what you probably do is call up your friend in another health system and ask what they use. So in this case, this niche vendor in the surgical area, they never even know that you're looking. And they don't even know when you go and you sign with their competitor. So even though they had this handy-dandy demo form, it didn't give them any way to stay in touch with you during those critical 6 months. You weren't top of mind. And given that sales cycles can be so long, you know, in health systems, health sales cycles, they can be months or even years sometimes, you have to give people a reason to remember you. So that's the first thing I want you to think about. If you're, launching a new startup, or if you're thinking of overhauling your website, you need to think about what you're really giving people on that site. It's got to be more than a business card. So here's another one. This is a case study of a healthcare data mining platform. So this was run by a very tried and tested entrepreneur. They'd been successful in other areas, and this was their latest venture. And it was about really interpreting large data sets and giving information to patients and caregivers so they could make informed decisions. So it's a really great concept, and its method was very unique. So what they were doing to kind of see which way to go forward was doing a lot of PR, so trying to get awareness raising about it, and they were offering their platform free of charge on a limited basis. Now, so far, so good, right? That's a great way to get people in, but they only kind of on occasion, it wasn't even that random, but they had it wasn't even that common. It was more periodically they would set it up so that a pop-up form would ask people if they wanted to subscribe to a newsletter. So do you see what I'm seeing when I talk about this? Is it jumping out at you too? Okay, now it's one thing to give something away free in terms of money, but when you're running a business, even if your real focus is providing help to people as opposed to getting money from them, which is the case with this situation, you still want something from them. In this case, you want them to use your platform and you want to know who is using it. But they didn't ask for anything. They had no way to know. So in the end, they had this long extended free trial and they weren't any farther along when they were done. They didn't know any more about who was using it. They didn't know why they were using it. They didn't know what they liked about it. They couldn't have reached out to ask more questions. They had nothing. So they could drive as many people as they wanted to the platform, but they weren't getting the information they needed to be able to tailor it better or improve it. So the investment they were making in PR was not going to give them what they wanted at the end. So both of these case studies are examples of what can go wrong when you don't have a solid lead gen strategy. These are examples of things that look like you've got a marketing strategy in place. You have your demo request form, you have your PR going, but you're not really understanding what you need, and it results in a lot of lost opportunities. So if this is something you struggle with, I want to tell you about a gap analysis service that I offer. It's a 6-point diagnostic of your lead generation strategy, and it gives you a scorecard. So you can instantly see which areas need help. If you're not sure where to begin with your lead gen campaigns, email me. I'll talk to you about the gap analysis and see if it's a fit, because it can get you moving in the right direction. So that's it for today, folks. That's a wrap. This is Jennifer Michelle of Michelle Marketing Strategies. You can find me at michellemarketingstrategies.com. Catch you next time.